Hello, it's the 12th of June 2015. Welcome to another episode of the PeterWrightsBlog.com podcast from Peter Wright, the contrarian thinker, speaker and writer who believes it's not what happens to you in life, it's what you do about it that counts. This week's episode is titled Values, Property Rights and Mink Farms, quite a combination. 2 weeks ago, animal rights activists broke into buildings on a mink farm in southwest Ontario, destroyed property and released 1,600 animals. The security fence around the buildings was cut, hundreds of cages opened, and the small animals deliberately let out on a cold, wet night. Nursing mothers with litters were targeted. The young mink were not old enough to survive without their mother's milk and warmth. Most of the animals were recovered the next day, but over 100 died of exposure or were run over on an adjacent road. Further details can be found on a news article from CBC, Kitchener Waterloo, and there's a link on the blog. While I share most people's distaste for breeding animals for the sole purpose of being killed for sport or fashion, I believe that's preferable to hunting or trapping those types of animals in the wild. Captive fur-bearing animals are killed humanely and do not suffer the agony of a slow death in a trap. Captive breeding helps ensure the continuation of the species. The reason that many people are horrified by seal culling but relatively unconcerned about crocodile hunting is the difference in the cuddleability factor. Baby seals, mink, chinchilla, rabbits are all cute, appealing animals, ideal for cuddling. Crocodiles, snakes and cockroaches, definitely not. If we're completely honest, it makes no difference to the animal if it's sacrificed to provide humans with food, clothing or entertainment. It's going to die in any case. I'm not condoning cruelty to or neglect of animals, but I'm astounded at the hypocrisy of those that break the law, damage private property and deliberately cause the death of captive animals by releasing them from their safe environments into conditions for which they are totally unprepared. To me, it's yet another symptom of the erosion of the very values that made Western society great. It's also a result of the mindless following of politically correct trends fanned by the flames of social media-inspired discontent. It's the inability of segments of the population to distinguish right from wrong. If you're against the conditions under which fur-bearing animals are kept, there are legitimate ways to make your opinion known. You don't need to break the law and deliberately sacrifice animals under the wheels of passing cars to make your point. Humans are omnivorous. An overwhelming majority of us eat meat. Animals have to die to feed us, just as other animals have to die to feed carnivores in the wild. Like it or not, that's the way it is. That's the reality. It's been so for thousands of years and will remain so in most of the world for thousands more. Is there much difference in keeping a chicken or turkey in a cage until it's ready to be slaughtered to feed us, from breeding a mink under similar conditions to be killed to provide a fur coat? It's a safe bet that many of those who break the law to release captive animals either consume animal products or use products derived from animals in some way, just like those who try to stop oil sands development travel to their protests in non-renewable fuel-burning cars and planes. The activists may be targeting mink farmers today, but who will they set their sights on next? Dog and cat owners? Horse riders? Cattle producers? Kids with hamsters and gerbils? We can and should all work to improve the conditions of animals, domestic and wild, those reared for food and for pleasure. But let's keep things in perspective, recognize reality, respect property rights, and keep our crusades within the law. What do you think? Visit the blog, PeterWrightsBlog.com, and leave a comment. Bye for now.